God.
God
gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Hungry for the Holy Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Stephen, full of faith and power, did what? Great wonders and miracles among the people. You suppose there's any connection between him being full of the Spirit, full of faith, and the miracles? Now, we've already gone to the chapters and the places where God used him in gifts of healings and workings of miracles, two of these manifestations that we've studied about. And here it talks about him being full of the Spirit. Let's look at another one. Acts, the seventh chapter. Just next page, when Stephen is preaching this amazing message, and the Bible said in 7:55, but he being what? Full of the Holy Ghost, looking up steadfastly into heaven, and saw the glory of God, and saw Jesus standing on the right hand of God. We've already talked about that. That's discerning of spirits. He is seeing outside this realm. He's seeing into the realm of the Spirit. He actually saw. This is not just, he's not having a hallucination. How many understand, if you were here, we went into great detail about this, but how many believe this is not the only realm there is?
Amen.
This physical realm. There is a realm of spirit.
Amen.
Just as real as what you're sitting on and looking at and feeling, and more real, everything in this realm came out of that one. God is spirit. And Jesus teaches us about the spirit realm and the Holy Spirit, telling us it's like the wind. Well, what about the wind? Somebody said, I saw the wind. Well, not actually. You saw the effects of the wind. You didn't know where it came from and where it went. You didn't see it. You saw the effects of it. But it's real. And he said, so is the Spirit. That's the way the Spirit is. That's the way the whole realm of the Spirit is. People talk about other dimensions and other realms. Well, it's a fact. God is real. The Holy Spirit is real. Angels are real. We talked about two individuals that we know of that went home to be with the Lord the last few days. And you know, all of us need to be ready for this, because the Lord tarries his coming in just a little while. We're all leaving here. Right? We should not try to live and act like, well, we're all going to, all of us are all going to be together down here forever. No, you're not. People are leaving this place every day. Well, I don't like to talk about it, Brother Keith. Well, then I'm going to talk about it some more right now. If you were able to leave your body and to go out about where the moon is, and you could see not just the natural, but you could see the spirit, you'd see people departing this planet by the millions. They are leaving this place. You call them deaths. The Bible calls them departures. And there are arrivals by the millions. What are those? Births. So just like at a busy airport, you got arrivals and departures out of this planet spiritually. What did Paul say? He said, I got a desire to depart and be with Christ. Which is far better. Not just better, far better. Than what? Than being here. How many believe heaven is just as real as Branson?
Yes.
Only nicer.
Yes.
Thank God for Branson.
Amen.
But hey, it don't hold a candle to heaven.
No.
Right? It's real.
Yes, sir.
And people are there.
Amen.
They're there. They didn't turn into angels. They're them. Just like you. You're sitting there looking at me through those two windows we call eyes. You're not a body. You have a body. You're not just a mind. You have a mind. You are spirit. Made in the image and likeness of God, who is spirit. He is called the Father of spirits. Somebody say,
I'm a spirit.
As a spirit, you live eternally. You exist eternally. Maybe it'd be a better word. All spirits do. But if you know God, you leave this place, you depart, and you go up. 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 And reach the heaven of heavens. Glorious place where the Lord is even now preparing a place for you. He knows what you like. And He's custom building it. Just for you. I tell you, for the first 100 years, every time you're around the corner, you're going to go, ah, that's just what I like. Ah, ah, I never knew I liked that, but I like that. Ah, if I'd have known to pick that, that's what I'd have picked. And the Lord will tell you, I knew what you like. I know what you like. And I made it just for you. Does the scripture say He's going to prepare a place for us? Spirit. Say it again. Spirit. Spirit. If you only live in the natural, then you don't believe in all that. You're not aware of that. But here He is looking into the realm of the Spirit, but it's in connection with Him being full of the Holy Ghost. Do you see what we talked about already? Full of the Holy Ghost and working the miracles. Full of the Holy Ghost and gifts of healings. Here's full of the Holy Ghost and discerning the spirits. Full of the Holy Ghost. In Acts 13, we'll look at one more and then we'll go on. Acts 13, when Paul had this encounter with this sorcerer, Elymas, on this island where he's trying to preach the gospel. 13:9, when Elymas withstood them, seeking to turn the deputy away from the faith, Saul, who's also called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him and spoke to him, you know, and told him that he was going to be blind, not being able to see for a season. Well, he couldn't just say that out of himself. He didn't just have this power as being an apostle, though some try to say so. We've already talked about this. What is this? This is a gift of faith. He's saying something that you normally could not say, and it just come to pass. And he said it, and it happened, and it shut this guy down. And he had several days to think about it. But what's this gift of faith? What is it in connection with? Being filled with the Spirit. Somebody say, filled with the Spirit.
Filled with the Spirit.
We quoted this to you. Brother Smith Wigglesworth had said this some years ago. Some people asking him about what gifts of the Spirit he had. And people that understand it don't talk about it that way. That's not the language you'd use. Because nobody possesses these gifts and they can just use them like they want to. That's not how it works. And this is what he said. And it's obvious if you study his life that the gift of faith operated in him powerfully through him numerous times. But he knew he couldn't just turn this off and on like he wanted to. But he said this. He said, I don't know whether it's the best to say I'm used in certain this gift or that gift, or to just stay so full of the Holy Spirit that He can use you any way He wants to, anytime. Now, that's a man that knows what he's talking about. Experience. And what did he say? Full of the Spirit. Full of the Spirit. Say it out loud again. Full of the Spirit. Filled with the Spirit. Now, this term has been bantered around and used so much and abused until it doesn't resemble what it started out meaning. You hear people talk all the time, spirit-filled this, spirit-filled that. Spirit-filled people, spirit-filled husband, I got a spirit-filled wife, got spirit-filled kids. Some folks think they got spirit-filled dog. I mean, spirit-filled, we're spirit-filled church. Spirit-filled, our meetings are spirit-filled, we're all spirit-filled, spirit-filled. Hear people say stuff like this. Did you hear about that pastor down there? You know, spirit-filled. And he ran off with the piano player in the building fund. She was spirit-filled too. Not that day they wasn't. And not several days before then. But what am I saying? People use that term far too casually and loosely. What does it mean to be filled with the Spirit? Well, the word fill means just what you'd think. To fill up, like filling up a glass or filling up a vessel. And it has the idea of being completely full. Completely full. And being completely full of what? I preached a sermon some years ago. The title was, What Are You Full Of? And as you might imagine, it got kind of interesting at times. But you know, you're going to be full of whatever you take in.
Yes, sir.
You eat enough cornbread, you'll be full of cornbread.
Yes.
Right? You watch enough sports, you'll be full of sports.
Yes.
Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. It comes out of you, whatever you're full of.
Yes, sir.
If you're full of fear, that's what'll come out. If you're full of faith, that's what'll come out. If you're full of baloney, right? But you could, and some folk are. All you got to be around them just a few minutes, and they're going to start talking whatever they're full of. Some people are full of bitterness, aren't they? They're full of bitterness and hatred. I mean, it'll come out. I know years ago in healing school at Brother Kenneth Hagin's ministry, there was a man that had been a blessing to a number of ministries, a businessman, and he had this physical condition that was just, doctor said it was terminal, and just kept getting worse and worse. And he had come to where we were ministering in the healing school for month after month. And I mean, other people had ministered to him months and even a year or so prior to that. And he'd been with us for months now. And I knew something's not right. He should be making better progress. And so I got to praying about it. Lord, what's going on? What can we do differently to help this man? What can we do different? What does he need to see that he's not seeing? What do we need to say? Prayed about it off and on for some time. Well, service was over one day, and I'm going out of the foyer, and this man was there. Very personable, likable fellow. And like I said, had been a blessing financially to ministries. And in talking with him, something come up about business. And I happened to ask a question about it and just making conversation and about somebody doing a certain kind of a way and a thing. And when I said it, a different look come over him. And he got talking about people that had done him wrong in business. And I mean, the further he went, the harder he got. Until he just virtually ranting and raving. And finally, he just, and I know he didn't mean to, but the Lord just was trying to show me what was going on here. He said if he had a gun, he'd kill him. And I think he kind of caught himself when he said that and looked at me and tried to change it. But that's what was in him. The further he went, he just got madder and madder in a rage. And this is something that had happened 20 years ago. Well, you suppose that could be hindering him and holding him up. It's not a matter of the Lord saying you can't be healed till you quit this. It's a matter that that will keep your faith from working. That will keep you from being able to receive. God's will doesn't change. His goodness doesn't change. It's just there are how many understand the Bible said faith works by love.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Filled with the Spirit, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1304M. That's R1304M, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.